J-A-N Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In girls high school softball last night, regional finals in classes 4A and 5A. In 4A regional finals last night, Winterset, a 2-0 winner over Glenwood. Indianola edging Creston 2-1. Dallas Center Grimes over Newton 5-0. Bishop Heland Catholic, a 2-1 winner over Lamar's. Carlisle beat Keokuk 6-1. It was Clear Creek Amana 18-3 over Cedar Rapids Xavier. Washington beat North Scott 4-1. And West Delaware 12-0. Over Charles City. Those winners all heading off to the state tournament. In Class 5A regional finals last night, Des Moines East beat Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln 15-1. It was Ankeny over Fort Dodge 1-0. Davenport West beating Cedar Rapids Jefferson 2-1. Iowa City West shutting out Cedar Rapids Prairie 6-0. Marshalltown outscored Burlington 10-6. Ottumwa 5-4 winners over Waukee. Pleasant Valley beat Dubuque Senior 6-3. And Dowling Catholic a 4-1 winner over West Des Moines Valley. Those winners also qualifying for the state softball tournament. Boys district baseball continuing last night. Class 1A district action saw Audubon beat Arweva 7-1 in District 14. Also in 14, it was Cam over Adair Casey 7-3. Coon Rapids Bayard shutting out East Green 10-0. And Exira EHK advancing with a 7-3 win over Guthrie Center. In District 15 play last night, Walnut 5-2 winners over Woodbine. AHST beat Griswold 5-1. Logan Magnolia 8-1 winners over West Harrison, while St. Albert defeated Riverside 11-1. In District 16 last night, Nishnabotna topping Villisca 16-6. Sydney beat Bedford 12-4. East Mills downing Fremont Mills 7-4. Trainer beat Stanton 14-5. Also in District 13, it was Corning over Lennox 9-1. Van Meter beat Iowa Christian Academy 11-0. Earlham over Orient Maxburg 10-4. Madrid beat Woodward Granger 6-5. Those winners all move on in 1A district play. In 2A district action last night, in District 15, it was Clarinda over Underwood 8-3, while Tri-Center beat Missouri Valley 2-0. In District 16, Kemper Catholic over Otobolt Arthur BCIG 12-1, and East Sac County topping Maple Valley by a score of 3-0. Those winners also moving on in 2A district play. It was the All-Star game for the last All-Star game for star Atlanta Braves third baseman Chipper Jones, and the first for looming stars Mike Trout of the LA Angels and Bryce Harper of the Washington Nationals. But three San Francisco Giants were the key factors in the National League's 8-0 shutout of the American League at Kansas City last night. San Francisco's Pablo Sandoval had the big blow in a 5-run first, a 3-run triple off Detroit's Justin Verlander to spark the National League's 8-0 victory. The NL roughed up last year's AL Cy Young Award winner for 5 runs during Verlander's 35-pitch first inning. The 8-0 triumph was the most lopsided National League victory in All-Star history and the third largest of all time. San Francisco's Melky Cabrera added a 2-run homer as the National League added 3 more in the fourth inning. He was named MVP, and the Giants' Matt Cain was the winning pitcher with 2 shutout innings. That was followed by a shutout inning apiece by Washington's Gio Gonzalez and Steven Strasburg, and the LA Dodgers' Clayton Kershaw. Mets knuckleballer R.A. Dickey, who has authored 2 one-hitters this season, pitched a 1-hit 6th inning. Cole Hamels, Craig Kimbrell, Aroldis Chapman, Wade Miley, Joel Hanrahan, and Jonathan Papelbon then finished off the 6th hitter. The 40-year-old Chipper Jones got a standing ovation when he came to bat in the 6th inning. In his 8th and final All-Star game, Jones delivered a pinch-hit seeing eye single. He's retiring at the end of this season. The National League now has a 43-38-2 advantage over the American League in All-Star competition. That means the National League champion will have home field advantage in this year's World Series. Well, Tony La Russa said he wanted to go out a winner, and he did. Nobody enjoyed watching the National League stars circling the bases Tuesday night in their 8-0 win over the AL more than the 67-year-old La Russa, who came out of what he says is a comfortable retirement to manage one final time. La Russa said he was just lucky, just as he was in 33 years of managing in the majors. The former Cardinals manager retired after winning last year's World Series, but he was asked to call the shots for the National League team one more time. He had vowed all week to manage the game to win, and he did. Even with an 8-run lead in the 8th inning, La Russa was managing to win as he pulled right-hander Craig Kimbrell with 2 out in favor of lefty fireballer Aroldis Chapman to get the final out of that frame. In all, 11 National League pitchers combined on that 6-hit shutout. Well, Major League Baseball could start in-season testing for human growth hormone next year. Each player was given a blood test for HGH during spring training as part of the labor contract that was agreed to in November, which allows blood testing during the off-season and spring training and if there is reasonable cause. Union head Michael Weiner told Baseball Writers Association of America that players will be discussing whether to expand testing to the regular season in 2013. New York Mets pitcher Dylan Gee has undergone surgery to remove a blood clot from an artery in his throwing shoulder. The Mets say no timetable has been set for the right-hander's return, but he will miss his next start and probably will go on the disabled list. Iowa basketball coach Fran McCaffrey has signed a new 7-year deal to remain with the Hawkeyes. Iowa athletic director Gary Barta said Tuesday that McCaffrey will be paid at least $1.66 million a year with a base salary of $1.3 million starting next season. McCaffrey could make up to $1.86 million per season if the Hawkeyes reach the NCAA tournament. McCaffrey left Siena to join the Hawkeyes before the 2010 season. His original contract was for 6 years and started at roughly $1.1 million per year. Iowa won 18 games and reached the NIT in 2011 and 12. The Hawkeyes return 3 starters next season and bring in a freshman class featuring prized recruits Adam Woodbury and Mike Gazelle. Well, some of those flashy NBA free agent deals you've been hearing about all week are now official. The players who were eligible to sign contracts with teams other than where they played last season could conclude those deals as of 12:01 a.m. this morning. Deron Williams of the New Jersey Nets, soon to be the Brooklyn Nets, hit the jackpot in Las Vegas, and Blake Griffin signed on for a few more years in Los Angeles. The Brooklyn Nets wasted no time getting Williams to put pen to paper. Actually, he put his name on the iPad on a new deal that was worth $98 million over 5 years. The Nets came to Williams at his hotel in Las Vegas, where he's training with the U.S. Olympic team. He posted a picture of himself signing the contract on his Twitter page. A Penn State internal investigation into whether there was a cover-up of reports that Jerry Sandusky was molesting children is due for release tomorrow. Former FBI Director Louis Free will issue that report. The probe looked into whether football coach Joe Paterno and other Penn State officials knew about Sandusky's crimes. The report is expected to reveal how the university treated Sandusky after fielding complaints about the assistant football coach's encounters with young boys in 1998 and 2001. Ahead of the report, the Paterno family issued a statement saying the late coach didn't cover up for his retired defensive coordinator, who was convicted last month of molesting 10 boys. Running back Jonathan Gray, whose 205 career touchdowns were the most in high school history, and forward center Brianna Stewart, a Connecticut recruit, have been honored as the National Prep Athletes of the Year. Gray beat out Jabari Parker of Chicago, considered to be the best high school basketball player since LeBron James, for the Boys Award. Parker is a senior-to-be at Simeon Career Academy. Gray scored 1,232 career points, second best in National Prep history, and rushed for 10,889 career yards during his 4 years at Toledo, Texas High. The senior, who carried a B grade point average, is headed to Texas. Stewart recorded double-doubles in 85% of her career games for Cicero North Syracuse High in New York State. Those awards were presented Tuesday night, and they're sponsored by Gatorade. In racing news, A.J. Allmendinger says he has formally asked NASCAR to test his second urine sample and insisted that he would never knowingly take a prohibited substance. Allmendinger was informed hours before Saturday night's race at Daytona that he'd failed a random June 29th drug test and was then suspended by NASCAR. In his first statement since the suspension, Allmendinger confirmed Tuesday that he has requested his B sample. NASCAR has penalized Tony Stewart's team for problems found during qualifying at Daytona. The 3-time champion was docked 6 points, and crew chief Steve Addington was fined $25,000 because of a cooling hose found inside Stewart's car during qualifying. He forfeited his second-place qualifying spot, but he still won Saturday night's race. Ryan Newman's 39 car won't have a U.S. Army logo on it next year. The Army is ending its longtime NASCAR sponsorship after this season, citing a reallocated marketing budget. It sponsored Newman's car at Stuart Haas Racing since the team was formed 3 years ago. That move comes as Congress is considering banning the military from sponsoring sports teams. In tennis news, top seed and defending champion John Isner beat qualifier Sergei Bubka of the Ukraine in an opening round match at the Hall of Fame Tennis Championships. Isner is now slated to face Nicholas Mahut in the second round match. That's a rematch of the longest match in tennis history. You might remember that one. It took you 11 hours and 5 minutes and a few days before Isner posted a 70-68 fifth set victory at Wimbledon in 2010. And the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency issued lifetime sports bans to three former staff members and consultants on Lance Armstrong's winning Tour de France teams for doping violations. Luis Garcia del Moro was a team doctor, Michelle Ferrari was a consulting doctor, and Jose Marti was a team trainer who worked for Armstrong's U.S. Postal Service and Discovery Channel squads. All had been accused by USADA of participating in a vast doping conspiracy on those teams during part or all of Armstrong's seven Tour de France victories from 1999 to 2005. Several hours after USADA announced its sanctions against the others, Armstrong's attorneys refiled a lawsuit asking a federal judge in Austin to prevent the case from going forward. U.S. District Judge Sam Sparks had thrown out Armstrong's initial 80-page complaint Monday, but invited him to submit a new one that was shorter, more to the point, and less about his career and personal battles with anti-doping officials. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.